Diane Skeleter's kitchen has turned into a community kitchen for a dynamic group of new Canadians each month. Skeleter, a true grandmother to Zoe and Joseph Roque, also takes on that special bond with many others. And to think it all started with a pot of Mimi's traditional Vietnamese pho soup. Now it's a staple every 6 weeks in the Skeleter household during community dinners with their Canadian grandma, Diane Skeleter. Pictured here, Mimi focuses on creating thin slices of beef for the pho. Supplied. Working in the kitchen at the main site of the Jubilee Heritage Daycare on Applegrove Street, she first met Vu Ha Mai, or Mimi for short. The early childhood education student had just arrived from North Vietnam and admired her work in the kitchen. Mimi watched me make community soup each week and brought me her homemade pho with nem, or spring roll. From then on a friendship formed, Skeleter said. Mimi introduced Diane to a group of Vietnamese students also studying abroad and now they host dinners in Skeleter's home kitchen. Guest Jin is in charge of the chicken salad, otherwise known as goi ga. Goi ga has boiled chicken, herbs, red onion, minced coriander, chives, red onion, cilantro, mint, seasoning and lime juice. Supplied. Jin, or Nguyen Linh Jin, is from Central Vietnam. She is like an assistant to Mimi at dinners and likes to make the chicken salad dish, aka, goi ga. Goi ga has boiled chicken, herbs, ginger, red onion, minced coriander, chives, cilantro, mint, chili salt, lime juice, sugar and pork and chicken-based bouillon are also used for flavoring along with condensed milk. Tom, or Ta Quoc Thai, hails from southern Vietnam as the jokester of the bunch. He admitted he is not the best in the kitchen, but he's learning. He's in charge of the Thiet Hieu Co Tao, a stewed and braised pork dish with boiled eggs. I season it with love and affection. That's big in our culture. Part of what makes a dish, is the maker of the dish, Tom said. Tom prepared the Thiet Hieu Co Tao. It's a stewed and braised pork belly dish with boiled eggs. A dish very important for the Lunar New Year in Vietnam. Supplied. At this dinner, everyone works on their respective dishes from their region. Mimi always makes the pho soup and the nem. These northern spring rolls are filled with minced pork, vermicelli, green onions, bean sprouts and a dried black fungus mushroom, also known as cat ear mushrooms. Mimi purchases these dried mushrooms at King Do, an Asian grocer on La Salle. She then submerges them in warm water until they expand. The goal is to get together once every 6 weeks to recreate the moment and often with the same dishes. The food just keeps getting better and better, which is hard to believe, brags Jin. Skeleter and her extended family are adventurous and join in the spread, but there are some dishes that they just can't do. While the food brought Mimi and Diane together, it's the art that she cherishes at home. Mimi, a talented artist, gifted Diane with a portrait of herself, her grandma. Next year, the two will travel together to Vietnam to meet Mimi's family in the north. Supplied. They do a barbecue chicken feet dish, which they love for the bones and gelatin. I find the feet too bony for my liking, Skeleter said. By the time all the meal prep is done, dinner is served around 9 p.m. on a Saturday night. Jin, Mimi and Tom prefer to eat with chopsticks, whereas the Skeleter family prefers Western cutlery. Mimi's cousin arrives late for dinner. Nguyen Tran Ngoc is the official dishwasher. I'm really trying to learn the language, Skeleter said. I am learning Ojibwe, and even some French on Duolingo, but the Vietnamese is so fast and melodic. Diane's goal is to learn the basics next year when she travels with Mimi to meet her family in Vietnam. They want to thank her for welcoming their daughter into Canadian culture. A bond that started over community soup in the kitchen at Jubilee Daycare has turned into something stronger, like Mimi's simmering pot of pho. Anastasia Ryu is a writer in Greater Sudbury. Let's Eat is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.